And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the men's ball game here this afternoon between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Scores on the women's side of things. Dakota Wesleyan today losing to Hastings by the score of 78-55. The other scores in the conference, we see Dort has knocked off Doan by the score of 78-53. Morningside all over Nebraska Wesleyan today, 94-65. And Briar Cliff hit the century mark in their ball game against Midland today. The Chargers over Midland by the score of 100-71. Concordia is playing at Mount Marty today. No scoring on that ball game yet. And then Sioux Falls will play at Northwestern tonight. That game time will be at 6:30 for the women, 8:30 for the guys. They've got a wrestling qualifier going on in Orange City this afternoon, so they've moved the basketball games back to 6:30 and 8:30. So probably the GPAC pairings for the basketball tournament won't be released until following the conclusion of that ball game, so it'll be late tonight. Men's standings as of now, the top five teams, and these teams would all receive the automatic bye in the opening round of the GPAC tournament next week. Northwestern has won the regular season championship. The Red Raiders at 14-3 in the conference, 21-6 overall. Sioux Falls sitting in second place now at 12-5 and 20-8. Briar Cliff and Dakota Wesleyan actually tied for third place right now in the GPAC at 11-6. But Dakota Wesleyan holds the tiebreaker over Briar Cliff, so a Dakota Wesleyan win here this afternoon would give the Tigers the number three seed for the GPAC tournament. Dakota Wesleyan is 21-7 on the season. Briar Cliff at 22-7. Concordia right now holding down the number five spot. They're at 16-11 and 10-7. The rest of the conference has Dort and Morningside right now tied for sixth place in the conference at 9-8. Then you've got Doan at 7-10, Mount Marty at 6-11. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings in there at 5-12, and then Midland bringing up the rear at 3-14. So a big task here this afternoon. The 23rd-ranked team in the country, Dakota Wesleyan in Hastings, to take on the Broncos here this afternoon. Again, Hastings getting back Donovan Schultz, who left the team a couple of weeks ago, and Donovan is back in the lineup. He will not get to start today for Hastings College on this senior day, but Donovan expected to see some playing time. Again, the 6'6" senior from Aurora, Colorado, averaged 13 points and 5 rebounds per game when he was with the squad earlier this year. But Dakota Wesleyan has got one of the best around here. In fact, he's number one in the conference in scoring at 20.1 points per ball game. That's Brady Wiebe. That's the guy that Hastings will have to shut down here this afternoon. Wiebe is also averaging 9.1 rebounds per game. Wiebe had 23 in the ball game against Northwestern the other night, and he is hitting 49% of his field goal tries so far this year. Chase Walder is the guy who hit the three-pointer against Northwestern during the week. Walder is averaging 11 points per ball game, but he is fifth in the conference in the number of three-pointers made this week, and he is ninth in three-point percentage. And another guy that Dakota Wesleyan has in their arsenal here is going to be Justin Nelson. Nelson is averaging 5.8 points per ball game, but he is number one in the conference in three-point percentage. He is knocking down 47% of his three-point field goals. So Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan getting set to go at it here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings number one in the conference in three-point shooting at 38%. Dakota Wesleyan is number five defending the three-pointer at 32%, so that's a good matchup there. Hastings also number four in the conference in field goal percentage, hitting 48% of their field goal tries this year. But Dakota Wesleyan is number one defending the field goal. They're allowing teams to shoot only 41% against their defense. And that defense has been good. They give up only 66.5 points per ball game. So Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
The Vital Signs Health Fair is March 26th and 27th at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. Hours are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. Register online now through 5 p.m. March 22nd at mlmh.org. There you will see the Vital Signs Health Fair button. Click on it and complete the registration form. Your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. It's easy to pre-register for the health fair now through 5 p.m. March 22nd online at mlmh.org.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.com. Iowa.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College and number 23, Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS in Hastings, and also the folks from Mitchell along with us here this afternoon, the folks on KMIT in Mitchell. So I hope you enjoy the broadcast here this afternoon, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronco is going to start a little bit differently here today. Number one, it's senior day here on the Hastings College campus. So they're honoring all the seniors for both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams here today. And Lance Creech just going with a little different look here this afternoon. Their starting lineup will be Aaron Kane, a 6'3" and senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Kane is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher is a 6'7" and senior out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 14.9 points per ball game and 4.6 rebounds per game. Fletcher is fourth in the conference in scoring and fifth in the free throw shooting here this week. Fletcher is also number one in the conference in the number of three-pointers made, and he is eighth in the conference in three-point percentage. So Derek Fletcher, who's been up and down this season, he's averaging 14.9 points per ball game. He'll get a start here for Hastings College this afternoon. Grady Lohman, a guy who's taken over the point position for the Broncos, has done a fantastic job. He's got 9 turnovers in 9 games as a starter. At the point position, Brady Lohman is averaging 5.7 points per ball game and 2.1 rebounds per game. He is a freshman of Norfolk, Nebraska. He's 6'1". Tobin Reinwald is the other starter for Hastings. Reinwald is 6'4". He's a freshman out of Lincoln. Reinwald is the sixth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 14.6 points per ball game. And then the other starter will be Jason States, a 6'6" and senior out of North Platte. States is averaging 2 points and 1.4 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings will go with Aaron Kane, also Derek Fletcher, Brady Lohman, Tobin Reinwald, and Jason States in the basketball game here this afternoon. The seniors being honored in between games here. The seniors on the Hastings College basketball roster include Aaron Kane and also Derek Fletcher, Donovan Schultz, and Jason States. So they'll all be graduating. Those will be the holes to fill here during the offseason for Lance Creech and the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan will go with the starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Justin Nelson getting a start. Nelson is a 6-foot sophomore out of Gillette, Wyoming. He is averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Chase Walder is the other starter, 6'3", a senior from Castlewood, South Dakota. Walder is averaging 11 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. Larry Swan is a 6'1" and senior from Columbus, Ohio. Swan is averaging 12 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Then Brady Wiebe, a 6'6" and senior from Madison, South Dakota. Wiebe is averaging 20 points and 9 rebounds per game. Number one in the conference in scoring. Number one in the conference in the rebounding. He had 23 the other night against Northwestern. And then the other starter for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Jordan Long. Long is a 6'4" junior out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Long is averaging 3.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings College and 23rd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings. We've got the tip-off coming up. We'll come back in 1 minute.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, getting ready for basketball action here this afternoon in Hastings. The Broncos and Dakota Wesleyan, as these two teams wrap up the regular season here this afternoon. For Hastings, they will get ready for the GPAC tournament, which gets underway on Tuesday. The Broncos will have a game on Tuesday. Dakota Wesleyan, because they're going to finish as one of the top five teams in the GPAC, they will not play on Tuesday, and their first-round game will be on Thursday nights. Again, the pairings will be out later on from the GPAC office. So Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. The Tigers have won 7 out of 8 games as they come to Hastings here this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Broncos, they're on a skid as of late. Hastings losing a heartbreaker last week at Dort as they lost to the defenders on a last-second shot in overtime, losing to Dort by a score of 79-76. Hastings sitting at 9-18 on the season, 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has lost 5 games in a row. We have not won since back on January 26th when we beat Midland 75-72. This is a team that qualified for the NAIA National Tournament a season ago, but had a lot of holes to fill. And head coach Lance Creech playing with a lot of freshmen in the lineup here for the 2010-2011 season. And a couple of those guys are leading the way for Hastings scoring-wise. The Broncos will control the opening tip. Hastings is going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Dakota Wesleyan dressed in their blue. Here's a Brady Woolman. Picks it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline and can't put up a shot. Aaron Kane has got the ball out on top now. Angling in is going to be a Tobin Reinwald from the wing. He hands the ball away out here. That's going to be Jason States with the ball to Brady Woolman, not a Fletcher. Fletcher behind his screen from States at the top of the key. Sends it inside to States now. Now we got a traveling violation called as Fletcher sent the ball back inside to Jason States. Turnover on Hastings. That's their first of the ball game. Broncos average 16 turnovers per ball game. There's Dakota Wesleyan now on the attack. The Tigers average 73 points per ball game on offense. Hastings expected to play a lot of zone against the Tigers here this afternoon. They pounded down low. That's Wiebe with the ball. Now back outside. Long drives it down the lane. His shot is going to be no good. He goes up for the stuff and misses it to get things started. Here's Fletcher back the other way. His three-pointer from the corner is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Hastings. Jason States goes back up, shoots and scores. Jason States scores for Hastings, and the Broncos have the lead after Long misses a potential stuff on the opening possession for Dakota Wesleyan. Just underway here in Hastings this afternoon, the Tigers and the Broncos. At the top of the key, that's going to be Justin Nelson. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Larry Swan with the ball. Back out to Nelson. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Now to Walder. Chase Walder dribbles to the top of the key. Down to the near sideline. Here's a shot put up there. A three-pointer good. Justin Nelson scores for Dakota Wesleyan right in front of the Bronco bench. 3-2, the Tigers have the lead. Brady Woolman comes back down for Hastings to Tobin Reinwald to Fletcher on the wing. Dakota Wesleyan into man-to-man defense. Here's Reinwald on the wing on the left side, picked up by Swan. Reinwald, two-handed pass goes to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Aaron Kane. Gets away, dribbles inside the ring, can't put up a shot. Now to States, now to Fletcher for three. Shot rims off of there, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan. Chase Walder gets the rebound, hands it away to Justin Nelson. Dakota Wesleyan back with a 3-2 lead. Broncos stay in their zone defense. They played zone most of the ball game last week against the Dort defenders. Here's Larry Swan with it on the right wing. Rainbow pass goes down in the left corner to Chase Walder. Back outside to Nelson. Dribbles inside, kicks it out here to Swan. Dribbles into the lane. Trap. Ball knocked away. Picked back up by Swan. Goes up for the shot. No good. Tip try by Swan is good. Swan missed the first one. He gets the tap around in front of the hole. And Dakota Wesleyan is out on top by a score of 5-2 over Hastings College. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. He drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. States tries to go for the rebound. Can't get to it. Walder picks it up now for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have a three-point lead early in the ballgame. 5-2 is the score. 17.5 to play here in the first half. Nelson to the wing. That's Walder with the ball. Sends it down to the baseline to Wiebe. His shot is going to be no good from 10 feet away. And the rebound comes down to Kane. Kane hands it away down to Brady Lohman. One hands it to the far side. Reinwald has got it now. Tobin Reinwald with his back to the basket. Out now to Woolman on the wing. Takes it into the paint. Loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Jordan Long. Second turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Here comes Larry Swan back the other way now for Dakota Wesleyan. Back outside to Jordan Long. Now to Swan out for the baseline. Gets rid of it. Wiebe has got it. Has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds and it's going to be a Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Hastings was the last to touch it. Wait a minute, they're going to give it now to Hastings, so the Broncos will play things. Then it'll be a turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers average 13 turnovers per ballgame. That's their first one here. 5-2 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. 16:45 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings this afternoon. Brady Lohman with the ball over to Derek Fletcher. Out in three-point territory, now to Reinwald. Hammers the ball inside. That's Jason States. States trying to put up a shot. He's cut off there nicely by Wiebe. Down in the left corner now. Lohman's three-pointer is put up and in. Brady Lohman throws up the three-pointer from deep in the left corner, and the Broncos come back to tie things up at 5 points apiece. Justin Nelson now back for Dakota Wesleyan. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher. He comes back, stops at the free throw line, sends a pass down low, and it's off of the fingertips of Woolman, but it was tipped out of his hands. And Hastings will play things in. 16 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Hastings is tied up here with Dakota Wesleyan. Into the ball game now for the Broncos will be Jake Marvin. Going out is going to be Jason States. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Derek Fletcher will get it into a Tobin Reinwald. Powers his way into the lane. His little short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Jordan Long. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Christopher Wilson into the ball game now. Wilson sends it over to Swan. Back to the other way. Chase Walder for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here into three-point territory. Grabbed there by Jordan Long. Long brings it back out here to a Larry Swan. Swan now to Wilson. Wilson directs some traffic over there. Moves it on the dribble to the left wing. Now reverses the ball to Chase Walder. Entry pass. They take it down low. Grabbing the ball there is Jordan Long. He has it stripped away. It is picked up by Hastings. That's Reinwald back the other way. Reinwald gets it to Fletcher. Now to Marvin, and his shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores, and the Broncos have the lead, 7-5 over Dakota Wesleyan. 15:26 to play here in the first half. With the ball is Swan. Comes out to Wilson now at the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Walder. Here's a bounce pass inside. A shot is up there. No good by Long, but he's hacked in the arm. They get the ball down low to a Jordan Long, and he has fouled a play here by the Broncos. It's going to go on Aaron Kane. Kane picks up his first foul. It's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Jordan Long for Dakota Wesleyan. A 50% foul shooter in the season. He's 18 out of 36 from the charity stripe, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Dakota Wesleyan is a team third in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 74% of their free throws so far this year. Long is a 6'4" junior out of Mitchell. He's at the free throw line now for DWU, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So now it's a 7-6 ball game. Hastings College out on top by one. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. And if you're just joining us in the women's ball game today, Hastings College beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 78-55. 7-6 here. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Devin Manning, and Manning throws the ball out of bounds, trying to bring it to the near sideline and threw it into the Tiger bench down here. Manning did not play in the ball game last week against Dort on Saturday. Came up ill on Friday night at the team hotel and did not play on Saturday against the Dort defenders. 7-6 is the score here. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's a shot inside the free throw circle. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebounded there by Brady Lohman. Gets it to Devin Manning. Not a Lohman into the forecourt. Fletcher has got it now on the wing. Fletcher dribbling inside. Now kicks it back out to Manning. Brings it back to Fletcher. Takes it to the free throw line. Dumps it off inside. Here's a shot by Marvin. It's up and in. Fletcher goes to Marvin right in front of the basket. Jake Marvin twisting and turning. He gets his field goal to go down. 9-6 is the score now. Hastings College with a three-point lead. Here's the Tigers with the basketball. Swan's going to crank up a three ball. It's good, but it won't count. We had a whistle before the shot. Somebody hit the deck inside for Dakota Wesleyan, and a foul is going to go on Aaron Kane. That's his second foul on Kane. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings. Now the officials in conference here at the top of the key, the three-pointer was good over here, but the whistle sounded well before the shot went up. And now all three officials going to discuss things here at the top of the key. We're down to 14 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. 9-6 is the score right now. Hastings with the three-point advantage, but that three-pointer went down over here for Dakota Wesleyan. The basket. All right, the foul was called at the same time the shooter went up for the ball, so the basket does not count, and Dakota Wesleyan will play things in underneath the basket. They're discussing things here with the Dakota Wesleyan coaching staff and their head coach Shane Murphy, but he seems to be convinced that's the right call, and Dakota Wesleyan will play things in underneath their own basket. So the score remains at 9-6. Chase Walder will inbound the ball, and now we're going to have another conference. Another conference going on here. After they had a brief discussion with Shane Murphy, they're going to go out and discuss things again between the rings here. All right, so everybody seems to be happy now. Now they're going to talk with Lance Creech over here on the near sideline. 14 minutes and 20 seconds to play. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. Chase Walder has got the ball here for the Tigers. He's going to throw it clear out near the 10-second line to Wilson. Wilson over to Swan. Brings it back to Wilson. Wilson dribbles inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass to Swan. His shot from the left sideline is going to be no good. Rebound Fletcher, and the foul is going to be called. Fletcher pushes the guy in front of him. Pedrano. And Fletcher is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Derek Fletcher. So Dakota Wesleyan again plays things in right in front of the basket. His shot is up and in. Jermon Pedrano scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan as he gets his first field goal to go down. 9-8 now. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's a Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher gets it to a Marvin down on the baseline. His short jumper is up and in. Jake Marvin has come off of the bench to hit three field goals and 6 points. He averages only 5.8 on the season. So a good start here for Jake Marvin. 11-8, Hastings College with the lead. Larry Swan with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Chase Walder on the wing on the left side. Entry pass to get it to Wiebe. Dumps it down low. The ball's going to be locked out of bounds, but it was tipped out there by Fletcher. Trying to get the ball down to Madreno down there, just to the right of the basket. The ball was tipped out by Fletcher, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball down here. As Walder gets it to Madreno, now back outside to Swan. His shot for three is going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball is going to be lost down here on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball, and so again, the Tigers will play things in. 13-31 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 11-8. Walder will play things in. Deep in the corner to Wilson. Bounce pass goes back inside. Here's a shot by Wiebe. It's up and in. Brady Wiebe scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan, the number one scorer in the conference here. He gets his first field goal, and it's now an 11-10 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Gets away. Tobin into the hands now of Jake for three. Here's shot good. Jake Marvin, another field goal. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Jake Marvin has come out of nowhere, the 6'8" sophomore out of Lincoln. He's got 9 of the 14 points for Hastings here in this first half. 14-10. Hastings down with a 4-point lead in this one. Larry Swan has got the ball to Madreno. He goes down the lane, but he's going to be fouled in the play. He spun around and took the ball to the hole, but a personal foul is going to be called on Marvin. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game down for Hastings will be Woolman. Going out will be Fletcher. Coming in for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Matt Dykstra now. So Dykstra is into the ball game, and Jake Nealon. Dykstra is 6'6" in sophomore from Avon, South Dakota. Nealon, 6'2", a junior from Summit, South Dakota. 14-10 is the score. Hastings College with a 4-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. This is Jake Nealon with the ball. Comes out to Wilson. Wilson moves it over to the far side now. With the ball is Chase Walder. Now to Wilson. Dribble penetration. Back out on the wing to Walder. His shot for three is no good. Rebound right into the hands here of Dane Bacon, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Bacon, the Woolman, now to Devin Manning to the far sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Comes back out to Manning. He takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A running one-hander would not go. And the rebound comes down to Dykstra. Now to Wilson into the forecourt. On the wing on the left side to Walder. Brings it back out to Wilson. Wilson swings it across the top. Now to Nealon. Back out to Wilson. He clears out the left side now. Christopher Wilson dribbling with the ball. Out to Jake Nealon now. Comes to the wing on the right side. Walder has got it. Cross-court pass goes over to Wilson. He holds the ball against the Broncos zone. Comes back on the right side to Walder. His shot for three is good. It goes sideline to sideline to work that Broncos zone defense. And finally, Chase Walder knocks down a three ball, and the Tigers are back to within 1 point. 14-13 is the score. 11:50 to play here in the first half. Marvin spins toward the baseline. Bounce pass down in the corner. Reinwald, he throws it up from the corner and hits a three-pointer. First field goal of the ball game for Tobin Reinwald, the freshman out of Lincoln. And the Broncos are back out to a four-point lead. 17-13, Hastings out on top. 11:36 to play here in the first half. Here's Chase Walder down to Wilson at the top of the key. Over to Nealon. Entry pass to Drano right there at the free throw line. Kicks it out on the wing on the left side. Here's a shot by Walder that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Woolman, and a foul is going to be called. Wilson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Marvin comes out of the ball game. Here comes Reinwald out now for the Broncos as well. Donovan Schultz is in the ball game now for Hastings College. Donovan, again, is the character that left the team a couple of games ago, had a change of heart, came to the head coach Lance Creech on Monday and wanted back on the team. They had a little team meeting, and players welcomed them back. So Donovan Schultz is back into the lineup. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in by Dane Bacon. Bacon drives the ball in the hole, and Hastings College has got a six-point lead now, 19-13 with 11 minutes to play. You're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Wilson with the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over to Nealon on the wing on the right side. Back out to Wilson. Dribbles to the free throw line. He's covered up there by the Broncos zone. Comes out to Nealon. Dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. Lobs it to the far sideline out of Walder. Back out to Wilson. 12 seconds from the shot clock. Here's Nealon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Donovan Schultz grabs the rebound. Schultz takes it to the right sideline. To Woolman. Down to a Manning. Devin Manning into the forecourt. Out to Schultz. He's going to crank up a three and hits it. Donovan Schultz from the top of the key hits a three-pointer, and we got a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan, 10 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score at Hastings 22, Dakota Wesleyan 13.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So it's Hastings College with the early lead here. Basketball action from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. The score is 22-13. Broncos getting 9 points so far in the ball game from Jake Marvin, 3 from Tobin Reinwald, 3 from Brady Lohman, and 2 from Dane Bacon. Jason States has also scored 2, and Donovan Schultz just hit a three-pointer from the top of the key. For Dakota Wesleyan, Justin Nelson has nailed a 3. Chase Walder has got 3. Larry Swan has got 2. Brady Wiebe has got a couple of points in the ball game. Jordan Long has got 1, and Jermon Medrano has got 2 points in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. So Shane Murphy, the head man for the Tigers, calling the timeout after Donovan Schultz nails a 3 from the top of the key. And the 23rd ranked team in the country, Dakota Wesleyan, is trailing in the ball game to Hastings by the score of 22-13. Broncos still in a zone defense here. Mike Mingo is into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got it on the wing, down to Medrano, moves it down in the corner to the left side. Here's Nealon. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. It was not Nealon that was fouled. It was the guy inside. So Jake Nealon hits the three-pointer from deep in the left corner here. A personal foul is going to be called here on Schultz of Hastings. That's going to be his first as he knocks down Brady Wiebe in the lane. So it's 22-16, and now because of the foul, Dakota Wesleyan is going to get the ball underneath their own basket. 22-16, a six-point lead now for the Broncos. Mingo comes out now to Justin Nelson, who's back into the ball game. Comes over on the wing on the left side to Mingo, out to Nealon between the rings. Comes over here on the right side now to Nelson. Dribbles inside the free throw circle to a Nealon deep in the corner now. Bounce pass goes down low, and they bring it back out of the wing, working the ball around this Broncos zone. Mingo goes inside, kicks it back out to Nelson, drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Justin Nelson had it down in the corner of the right side. He drove it toward the basket, and he is fouled in a play here by Dane Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Justin Nelson. 22-16 is the score. Hastings out on top. Nelson's free throw is up there. It's good. Nelson is 67% foul shooter on the season. He's now 20 out of 29 from the free throw line. He averages 5.8 points per ball game. Justin Nelson scored 5 the other night in the ball game against Northwestern. He's a 6-foot sophomore out of Gillette, Wyoming. And Nelson will have one more. He toes the mark. His shot is up and in. So it's 22-18 now. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos had a 9-point advantage just a few seconds ago. Brady Lohman now with the ball for Hastings. They get it out here to Dane Bacon, now to Fletcher, who's back into the ball game behind his screen. Fletcher looking, goes to Donovan Schultz on the right sideline. Donovan dribbling with the ball, the big guy playing beyond the three-point circle. Now to Lohman, now to Dane Bacon for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is rebounded here by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers runner back the other way. Justin Nelson has got the ball in a dribble, right-handed dribble, back into the offensive scoring zone. Comes across the top to Jordan Long. Brings it back to Nelson, now to the far sideline. That's Mark Mingo with the ball, picked up there by Fletcher of Hastings. Broncos still in his zone defense. Justin Nelson back down in the corner to Mingo. Wide open for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out here into 3-point territory. The ball is still loose. The Broncos grabbing for it. Dane Bacon has got it. Now a foul is called. Bacon fighting for the ball down there. Now a foul is going to be called on Dakota Wesleyan. Scrapping for the ball down there. And picking up the foul is going to be Jake Nealon. So they're fighting for the loose ball out here. Finally, Bacon covers it up. And Nealon gets hit with a personal foul for DWU. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald. Going out will be Dylan Flynn. Marvin comes back into the ball game. And Schultz will come to the bench. 22-18. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos with the ball. 8:58 to play here in the first half. from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. On the wing is Tobin Reinwald, now to Fletcher. The Brady Woolman, he goes for the basket, dumps it off down low. It's off of the fingertips of Marvin, out of bounds. Hastings turns it over for the third time here. So Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other direction. Justin Nelson on the dribble now, left-handed, brings it into the offensive zone to Jake Nealon. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. That's Mark Mingo with the ball on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Outside to Nelson, dribble penetration, back outside down to Nealon. Free throw line jumper is up there in. Jake Nealon hits when he's got a 3 and a 2 now in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan back to within 2 points. 22-20, the Broncos have the lead. Here's Brian Wall to Dane Bacon, now to Lohman here on the near sideline. Lohman picked up over there by Justin Nelson, shoves away, gets away. Now dribbles inside, puts up a little 10-footer and scores. Brady Lohman scores. Shane Murphy not happy with that little push-off there by Lohman, but Brady scores. No foul was called. 24-20 is the score. Here's a Wiebe with the ball, takes it down low, and a shot is up and in. Jordan Long. Wiebe gets the assist. Jordan Long gets the field goal. Just like that, 24-22. Broncos now leading by 2 points. Hastings with the ball. Reinwald comes to Dane Bacon, to Fletcher, to Brady Lohman. Deep in the corner. Contact made. Foul called. It's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to go on Nelson. That's going to be his first. Justin Nelson picks up his first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Tigers. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Manning. Coming out is going to be Bacon. 7:51 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The Tigers ranked number 23 in the country. 24-22 is the score. Hastings with the ball. Devin Manning, he takes it to the rack. His shot no good, and the ball ripped out of there by Jordan Long. Long has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan to Justin Nelson down the far sideline. Nelson picked up there by Manning of Hastings. Cross-court pass comes to Nealon. Nealon back out to Nelson. Nelson brings it back to Nealon on the wing. Bounce pass. They get it to the elbow. It's a shot by Long. No good. Rebound Nelson. Goes back up. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin gets the board there for the Broncos. Gives it away now to Manning. Manning hustles into the forecourt. Now to Jake Marvin, who scored 9 points early for Hastings College. Here's Brady Lohman, circles around, cuts it down the lane. Contact made, foul called. A foul is going to go on Hastings here, a charging foul. It's going to go on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in the first half. And Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. 24-22. Dakota Wesleyan can now pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Broncos led by as many as 9 points at 22-13. So Dakota Wesleyan on a little bit of a run now here in this first half. It's 24-22. There's a pass down low, grabbing the ball as Wiebe. His shot is up there and in. He just powers his way to the basket and scores. Brady Wiebe now with 4 points in the basketball game. Here's Hastings back with the ball. It's tied up now at 24 points apiece. There's a shot over there by Fletcher that's going to be no good, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Derek Fletcher is fouled into play here by Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to send Fletcher to the free throw line. Jordan Long picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Tristan Washington is now into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan as well. Just checked in on that last dead ball foul. And here's a shot that's up there. It's going to be good. So Tristan Washington now into the ball game for DWU. And Derek Fletcher hits a free throw. That's Derek's first point of the ball game. Fletcher is fifth in the conference in free throw percentage at 84%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Derek Fletcher hits a pair. And it's now a 26-24 ball game. Hastings out on top of the Tigers here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Now Hastings will attack here in backcourt. Larry Swan gets it to Wiebe. Wiebe now to Washington on the far sideline. Now they get it into the offensive zone. Wilson has got it. Wilson out to Swan. Jump pass down low. Grabbing the ball down there is Long, and his shot is up and in. Jordan Long scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 26 points apiece. Fletcher comes back for Hastings College. Now to Nate Olson. Nate gets it to Marvin. Back outside, down to Fletcher. Fletcher moves over to Devin Manning. He hops inside, gives it to Olson at the free throw line. His shot no good. Got him for the rebound. Comes down to Marvin, and a foul is going to be called as Jake goes back up for the shot. Jake Marvin took that ball away from a Tiger down there, deep in the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Swan. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. This will be a shooting situation. Jake Marvin in the free throw line. 9 points early for Hastings. And he goes to the line now for the first time this afternoon, and his shot is up and in. Marvin is 72% foul shooter of the season. He is now 46 out of 63 from the free throw line, averaging 5.8 points per ball game. He's already in double figures. He's got 10 so far this afternoon. Making it 11 as that one rattles home. And the Broncos now with a two-point lead again at 28-26. They go to Wesleyan with the ball right in front of us. Larry Swan has got it as he works here against Olsen. Comes out to Washington in three-point territory. Down to Wilson. Down to Swan, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Drops it into the Bronco bench. So turnover number three on the Tigers. 28-26 to score. Hastings with a two-point lead. Get into the women's ball game. The Broncos beat the Tigers today by a score of 78-55. Here's Nate Olsen with the ball now for Hastings. Comes to Devin Manning on the near sideline. Manning looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out between the rings. Now to Ryan Wall. To the wing to Fletcher. Inside to Marvin. Grabs the ball. His shot is up there. It's good. And we got a foul called. Marvin gets the field goal to go down, but the basket does not count. The basket does not count. We got a personal foul called here on Christopher Wilson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. So Wilson picks up his second foul. That's going to be team foul number six on the Tigers. So no free throws here for Hastings. The Broncos will play things in. Hastings still with a two-point lead, 28-26. Manning out here in three-point territory. Gets rid of it. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher trying to get away from Long. Takes it down to the baseline. His well, running one-hander is good. Derek Fletcher scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos increase their lead now to 30-26. 5.5 to play during the first half. Washington comes out to Nelson at the top of the key. Entry pass to get it to Wiebe. Now to Washington. His shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Tap try is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to go to Wesleyan. The Tigers will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. 5:09 to play here in the first half, 30-26. Hastings with the lead. Tristan Washington will play things in for the Tigers. Waiting for the ball, and now he's got it. He gets it in here to Nelson. Nelson picked up by Olsen of Hastings, so the Broncos now settle into that zone defense again. Over on the wing to Larry Swan. Swan moves to his right. The ball poked away by Olsen, and now he dribbles the ball out of bounds. Olsen poked the ball away right in front of the Bronco bench. It was retrieved by the Tigers, and then they dribble the ball out of bounds. So it's 30-26. Hastings with a four-point lead, and the Broncos will have the basketball. Nate Olsen runs it back into the offensive zone for Hastings. Flips it away to Ryan Wall. He mishandles the ball. It's tapped back out here. Now we got an over-and-back violation. And Ryan Wall may have hurt himself there. He slipped down to the hardwood right at the mid-court stripe trying to save that ball. He gets back up. He's been kind of banged around the past couple of weeks. But Tobin gets back up. No medical attention needed, but you can see him grimacing out there at the 10-second line. A turnover on Hastings. That's their fourth of the ball game. We're down to 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 30-26. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's Long again. His shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out here in the three-point territory. Nelson grabs it now for Dakota Wesleyan. Comes to Swan. Down to Nelson again. Nelson hands it away to Washington. Tristan Washington on the high post to get it to Long. Down in the corner again. Here's Nelson. A shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin. Long trying to go after it, and he couldn't get to it. Picked out of the air now by Marvin of Hastings into the forecourt as they get to Fletcher. Fletcher over on the right sideline to Ryan Wall. Dribbles inside, dumps it off underneath the basket to Manning, and he's mauled on a play, knocked down. Devin Manning will go to the free throw line as he is knocked down there by the Tigers. The foul is going to go on Washington. That's going to be his first team foul number seven. So the team fouls are now even at seven apiece. And now the Broncos, I think, want to call a timeout. Yes, they do. Lance Creech wants to talk things over. We've got a timeout, 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 30, Dakota Wesleyan 26.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osford Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're in Hastings this afternoon. Hastings College out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 30-26. Briar Cliff out on top of Midland early in their ball game. 12-5 is the score there. They got 13 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. So Briar Cliff out on top of Midland, 12-5 early in their ball game. 2 minutes to play in Sioux Center this afternoon. It is Dort out on top of Doan by the score of 36-28. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play in Sioux City this afternoon. It is Morningside leading Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 39-15. Again, in women's college basketball earlier today, Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-55. Dort winners over Doan in women's play, 78-53. Morningside beat Nebraska Wesleyan 94-65. Briar Cliff over Midland by a score of 100-71. 30-26 here. Hastings leading by 4 points. Devin Manning to the free throw line for the Broncos. Manning's free throw is up there. It is good. Devin, a 65% foul shooter in the season. He's now 54 out of 82 from the free throw line, averaging 6 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Junior from Pueblo, Colorado. And the second shot is up there. It is good. So Manning hits a pair, and the Broncos back out to a 6 point lead at 32-26. Hastings led by 9 at 1 point, 22-13. There's a turnover now in Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings comes back with Fletcher is running one-hander in the lane. It's going to be good. An errant pass there by Dakota Wesleyan. It was picked off by Hastings, and Fletcher scores easily on the other end. 6 points in the ball game now for Fletcher. Hastings leading by a score of 34-26. Broncos stay with their zone defense here with 3:49 to play. Nelson comes over to Swan, brings it back to Nelson. Down the wing on the left side to Walder. Walder gives it up now to Madreno, who's back into the ball game, dumps it down low to a Weeby as he works against Fletcher. Spins toward the baseline. His shot no good, but Fletcher caught him on the arm. No, it's going to be Manning catching him on the arm. They were both there as they had a double team on Weeby down there. Devin Manning gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And now Brady Weeby goes to the free throw line. Weeby, the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 20 points per ball game. He's got 2 field goals and 4 points so far against the Bronco D. And his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Dakota Wesleyan third in the conference in free throw percentage as a team at 74%. Here comes Donovan Schultz back into the ball game. Now for Hastings. And going out is going to be Marvin. Marvin has had a great first half. 11 points in the ball game for Jake Marvin. 34-26, Hastings with the lead. Here comes the next shot by Weeby from the charity stripe. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, scores. As Weeby knocks that one down, so he goes 1-2 from the free throw line. That's a 7-point Hastings lead, 34-27. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman, right-handed dribble. It works against Nelson. Gets it into the forecourt now to Fletcher. Behind the screen from Schultz. Cranks up a three. His shot's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Weeby. Weeby down to Swan, and he's going to be hit here in backcourt by Manning. Manning is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the ball game on Hastings. Manning will come out. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. To the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Larry Swan. Swan has got 2 points in the ball game thus far. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. He's averaging 12 points per ball game. He has knocked down 94 out of 124 free throws this year. The shot from the free throw line is good. Swan will have one more. So the Hastings College lead is now down to 6 points again at 34-28. Larry Swan will have one more here. Senior from Columbus, Ohio. His shot is up there. That one rattles out. No good. And the rebound, Schultz. Schultz gets the ball down to Tobin Reinwald down the near sideline. Reinwald gets away, drives it toward the hole, and contact made. A foul is going to be called. Reinwald got the field goal to go down, but it's waved off immediately there by the officials down there. And a foul is going to be called on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Jermon Madreno. That's going to be his first personal foul. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Reinwald. He's got a three-pointer and 3 points so far in the ballgame. Reinwald has done the job here for Hastings down the stretch, the freshman out of Lincoln. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He was an 81% foul shooter, and he misses that one. So the Bronco lead is now 34-28. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the first half, they take it on the high post to Madreno. His pass is going to be deflected by Fletcher. The ball's going to be picked up out here to the 10-second line. Chase Walder has got it. Walder now to Larry Swan. Back to Walder. Left side to Nelson. On the wing, bounce pass goes inside of Madreno. He spins away, takes it down the lane, and scores. Jermon Madreno scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are back to within four. 34-30 is the score. Here's Tobin Reinwald down the near sideline. Bounce pass to Schultz. He hands it back away. That's going to be Reinwald. His shot no good. Tip try by Schultz is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Weeby. Weeby has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. The Justin Nelson into the forecourt. Madreno from the corner. His shot is up there. Rims up, no good. Long rebound is picked up here by Reinwald. It's open down the right sideline for Hastings. Gets the ball ahead. The ball deflected away from Fletcher out of bounds. Getting his hands on it down there was Larry Swan for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in. 34-30. The Tigers down by four. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brady Lohman. Lohman comes to the near sideline now to Dane Bacon. Works against his man-to-man. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Picked up by Swan. Over to Fletcher on the right sideline. Derek Fletcher pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Throws up the shot and hits it. Derek Fletcher scores over there. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 7-point lead over the 23rd-ranked team in the country. 37-30. Hastings with the advantage. Here's Wiebe. Left side of the wing. Comes over here to Swan. He'll crank up a three ball. His shot good. Larry Swan throws up a three and scores it. He's got 6 points in the ball game, so he gets the Fletcher tray back. And it's now 37-33. The Broncos with a four-point lead, 1:35 to play. Fletcher gets away. He lobs it into the way. It's going to be deflected away. It is loose and is picked up by Wiebe. Wiebe takes it down the left sideline out of Justin Nelson. Picked up by Dane Bacon of Hastings. Out to a Walter. Walter to the right side. The Swan is three-pointer put up there. Rims off no good. Rebound Hastings and a foul is going to be called on Jermon Medrano for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. He picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Tigers here in the first half. We're going to have some free throws down here at this other end. Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also on KMIT in Mitchell. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. Reinwald has got 3 points in the ball game thus far. He missed a free throw just a few seconds ago. Freshman out of Lincoln, averaging 14.6 points per ball game, and Reinwald knocks that one down. He'll have one more. The Hastings College lead is now back up to 5 points at 38-33. Tobin Reinwald will have one more. 1:18 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Next shot is up there. It is good by Reinwald. That makes the score 39-33. Big upset in major college basketball this afternoon. Nebraska beats number 2 ranked Texas by a score of 70-67. 39-33 here. Hastings College with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Entry pass to Wiebe. Kicks it out on the right side now to Swan. Back outside to Nelson. A three-pointer is up and in. Nelson hits his second three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and now it's 39-36. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Fletcher. Jump pass goes over to Schultz. Brings it back to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Brings it back to Donovan. He crank up a three-pointer. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. We got a foul and a rebound. Underneath the hole, a foul is going to go. Who are they pointing to here? It's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Jordan Long. That's going to be his second. So team foul number 10 on the Tigers. Now going to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn is a 6'7" freshman out of Lincoln. He's averaging 4 points per ball game, and now he'll toe the mark for the first time here this afternoon, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference to start the day at 76%. 39-36 is the score. Hastings leading by 3 points. Here comes the next shot by Flynn. It's up there and good. Hastings has led this baby most of the way. But Dakota Wesleyan hanging close, 40-36 now. Hastings leading by four. Justin Nelson, left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. The Broncos going to go to a man-to-man defense now. Here's Chase Walder back outside to Wiebe. Brings it back to Medrano. He takes it into the lane. His shot around Schultz is going to be no good. Donovan grabs the rebound. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Sent to the right side to Woolman. To the far sideline. Now to Bacon, and his shot for three is good. Dane Bacon throws up the three ball from the right sideline, the product out of Kearney, Nebraska, as Dane Bacon now with 5 points in the ball game. 43-36, the Broncos back out to a 7-point lead. 13 seconds to play. Justin Nelson has got the ball. Now to Swan inside to Wiebe. Spins against Schultz. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Wiebe gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play by Donovan Schultz. Now Wiebe goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. 6.7 seconds to play. Here in this first half, it's now a 43-38 ball game. Schultz is going to check out. Here comes Marvin back into the ball game. Reinwald is going to come into the contest, and Flynn will check out. Into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Bo LaCroix. LaCroix is going to replace Jermon Medrano. So to the free throw line is going to be Brady Wiebe. He has got 7 points in the ball game thus far. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. 43-39. Hastings by four. Broncos come back quickly. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Reinwald has got the ball. Reinwald stops. He'll throw up a 17-footer and hit it. Tobin Reinwald hits one from the right side of the lane just inside the ring. Tobin Reinwald now with 7 points in the basketball game, and Hastings College is going to have the lead over the 23rd-ranked team in the country this afternoon in Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. The score is Hastings College 45, Dakota Wesleyan 39.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon on KHAS in Hastings and KMIT in Mitchell. Hastings College with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 45-39 here at halftime. It was close throughout much of the first few minutes of the ball game. We were tied up at 5 points apiece. Hastings eventually got out to a 9-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game at 22-13. Dakota Wesleyan comes back to tie things up at 24 points apiece. Hastings College again went ahead 34-26, and right now it's at halftime where Hastings has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 45-39. Scoring in the first half of play for Hastings, Jake Marvin has got 11 points in the ball game. Marvin has got 3 field goals. He's knocked down a 3-pointer, and he's also 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So the freshman, Jake Marvin, having a nice ball game so far. Actually, Jake is a sophomore out of Lincoln. Marvin has been averaging only 5.8 points per ball game. He's got 11 points here in the first half for the Broncos. Derek Fletcher has got 9 points here. Tobin Reinwald has got 7 in the first half of play. 5 points apiece for Brady Lohman and Dane Bacon. And then 2 points for Devin Manning. 2 points for Jason States, 1 point for Dylan Flynn, and Donovan Schultz has been in the ball game on and off throughout that first half of play. He has got 3 points. Hastings 9 out of 11 from the free throw line here at halftime this afternoon. They're honoring the NAIA National Championship with a men's soccer team here for Hastings College here at halftime. The women's team also making a run in the national tournament. They're out there as well. So a little recognition here for the national champs for the Hastings College men's soccer team here this afternoon. Scoring for Dakota Wesleyan in the first half, Justin Nelson is leading the way. He's got 8 points. He's knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 8. Brady Wiebe has got 8 points as well. He's got 3 field goals, and he's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Larry Swan has got 6 points. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jordan Long has got a couple of field goals, 1 of 2 from the stripe for 5 points. Jake Nealon has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Jermon Medrano has got 4 points in the ball game on a couple of field goals. Who else has scored? Chase Walder. He's been limited to just 1 3-pointer and 3 points in the basketball game thus far. Dakota Wesleyan 6 out of 9 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. The Broncos have the lead over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 45-39. Shooting numbers into the ball game. Hastings shot 60% from the field in the first half. They shot 75% from the field last week against Dort, and then lost the ball game, giving up a 22-point lead in the second half. So Hastings off to another great start here this afternoon. 60% from the field. They were 15 out of 25. The Broncos officially 6 out of 9 from three-point territory for 66%, and Hastings hitting 9 out of 11 from the free throw line for 81%. Dakota Wesleyan in the first half, 14 out of 33 from the field for 42%. They were 5 out of 15 from three-point territory for 33%. And the Tigers shooting 6 out of 9 from the free throw line for 66%. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounding Hastings in the first half 16 to 14, including 6 to 2 on the offensive glass. The Broncos have 6 turnovers in the ball game, compared to 6 for Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos came up with 1 block shot and 3 steals in that first half of play. The Tigers have 1 block shot and 1 steal. Again, Hastings College with a lead here over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 45-39. Leading rebounder in the first half of play for Hastings was Jake Marvin. He came up with 3. Donovan Schultz also had 3 rebounds in 6 minutes of playing time. And the leading rebounder for Dakota Wesleyan in that first half was Jordan Wong. He had 5. So the score at halftime is Hastings 45 and Dakota Wesleyan 39. Folks up in Mitchell will break away here at halftime. They got some local business to take care of. Same thing for the folks in Hastings, as we'll take care of some business here locally, and we'll get you back here for the second half in about 13 minutes from right now. Hastings College with the lead over Dakota Wesley, and the score is 45-39.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smokin'.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot, all of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
This week's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is junior linebacker for the Broncos, Alex Diffendaffer from Berthoud, Colorado. Alex is a junior majoring in exercise science with a 3.5 GPA. On the field, he's a 2-year starter for the Hastings College Broncos. This season, he had 46.5 tackles, including 6.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 1 fumble recovery. Diffendaffer helped lead the Broncos to a 5-5 season. Off the field, he is a member of Big Brothers Big Sister program. He participates in the Kids Fit Day at Hastings College, sacking child abuse, and crossroads volunteering. His hobbies include hanging out, playing football, and video games. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, once again, Alex Diffendaffer. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the athletics and academics in our society.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, nonstop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Hello and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Nevronic with you. Joining me this afternoon is Gene Harriet with over at Hastings College. Gene, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Gene, I just wanted to bring you on the program just to talk a little bit about something that I found very interesting when browsing on the Hastings College website, a blog being set up by a student there, Ruth Swift, and she's over in India right now. And just first of all, just tell us a little bit about what Ruth is doing in India.
Ruth is working with the Fund for Sustainable Development. They sponsor internships from all around the world so that students can come to India and work in a program where they have them working to help people make decisions to help themselves. Mm-hmm. And she's working on women's issues in northern India. She's living with a family. So that's part of what they do. They also work with them on teaching them the local language. So she's doing all of those things and just getting settled in.
Okay. Now, you worked with Ruth as an advisor on this. What were some of the, I guess, her reasons that she wanted to be a part of this, wanted to do this?
Well, Ruth has a very strong commitment to serving others. So she has worked on campus, for example, with Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, which I helped sponsor. She's done a lot of outreach. Her major is actually math, okay, but she's looking to go to law school when she finishes and to use law in the public interest. So, and she wanted to get firsthand experience with being, you know, an international student in another culture and finding about how other countries and other agencies work with people to look for the long haul. How can they make sustainable economic decisions? So she wanted to do that because she's looking to have that experience before she goes to law school. She's also planning on doing an internship if all comes through in Washington, D.C. this summer after she comes back from India.
Okay. And this really just kind of puts a feather in the cap of Hastings College, especially for those prospective students trying to find out, you know, what life is going to be like after college, what the possibilities are. And, you know, like I said, certainly this has to be a very rewarding experience for the Hastings College staff as well.
Oh, it's wonderful. She is part of numerous students on campus who do service work in the community as well as service learning, which is tied to courses. So while she's in India, she is also doing college work here. So she's working with me on some service learning components, reflecting on how she wants to make sense of what she's doing in India with her life and with her goals. She is also doing a course with one of her history professors, Rob Babcock. So she's tying all of this work together at a distance. And we encourage students to do international study abroad, to take advantage of the January term classes we have that allow people to travel all over the world, some of them for service learning classes, as Ruth is doing now.
Okay. And, Gene, we are just about running out of time here on the Hastings College Spotlight. I just wanted to ask you just one more question as far as background goes for this this project that Ruth is doing. Just talk a little bit about the work that you and Ruth did as far as just getting this all set up and getting this all a go.
Oh, well, that was pretty challenging because trying to find a good placement for her. I'm a member of a lot of service learning networking, so I used my networking to find out which of the many placements would be good. Ruth did a lot of research on her own, so we had to check out the program to make sure it was okay, and then she got some funding from the school, and she got some funding from other sources, so we had to get her funded, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Gene Harriet, once again over at Hastings College, really appreciate you taking the time and talking with us a little bit about the blog that's currently up now on the Hastings College website. Again, if you want to check out Ruth's experiences as well, just head over to hastings.edu, and it's right there on the front page. Just a great, great work that Ruth is doing over there in India. And, Gene, once again, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances?
Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Good afternoon from the Quest Center in Omaha. The 2011 State High School Wrestling Championships are continuing. We're just past the halfway point here and getting ready for Austin Wilson of Hastings St. Cecilia to take the mat, going for his third consecutive state title in his final high school match and looking for his 180th career win, which is already a state record. Let's take a look at some of the results from earlier today in the team race. They're all done. Class A is won by Grand Island. Kearney is the runner-up. Class B, Central City wins it. Omaha Scutt the runner-up. Scutt has their 13-year run of state championships snapped here today. In Class C, Wood River is going to be your winner. Now, Madison and Syracuse still battling for the runner-up trophy. And in Class D, Amherst is your state champion. Pender will be the runner-up. State champions from the listening area include Hunter Bamford of Kearney, A103, A112, Trey Trujillo of Grand Island. Class C, 112, Christian Nielsen of Wood River completes an unbeaten season, as does his teammate Garrett Lambrecht at 125. Christian Berry of Adams Central is a state champion at Class B, 125 pounds, with a 3-1 win over Richard Hittages of Holdridge. Berry will end his junior season at 36-5. Andrew Reedy of Grand Island won the A-130. Toby Thompson of Loomis-Bertrand beat Austin Starkey of St. Paul in the C-130. Derek Bailey of Sutton finishes the state runner-up, losing 5-0 to Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst in the D-130. Elsewhere today, Carlos Rodriguez Bueno of Grand Island wins his second state championship at Class A, 140 pounds. Moving on to Michael Bolin of Grand Island, he wins the A-145, 4-3. In that matchup. Also coming up now, Bryce Lewis of Minden, Class B, 160 pounds, 38-2 senior against Easton Nelson of Schuyler, who is 43-4, and the former Sutton wrestler now at Cambridge, Michael Schopp, goes in at heavyweight. We'll have another update for you after the ball game. Right now from the Quest Center in Omaha, I'm Doug Duda, 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the second half. Hastings College has got the lead here over the 23rd ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 45-39. Got some other scores for you. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Mount Marty at halftime. In fact, no, that's incorrect. It's Briar Cliff with a lead over Midland. The score is 35-22. Briar Cliff with a lead over Midland at halftime. Now in the second half, with 15 minutes and 27 seconds to play, it is Dort leading Doan by a score of 48-36. Also in the second half in Sioux City this afternoon, Morningside has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 50-33. Again, the other matchup is Concordia at Mount Marty today. And then tonight, Sioux Falls will play Northwestern. Those game times have been moved to 6:30 and 8:30. A wrestling qualifier going on in Orange City this afternoon, so the basketball games will be tonight, 6:30 and 8:30. And I assume somewhere after the conclusion of that ball game, we'll get the official pairings for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway on the Tuesday, opening round games. Dakota Wesleyan will not play on Tuesday. They're among the top five teams in the conference, so their opening round game will be on Thursday. Actually, they're fighting right now with Dakota Wesleyan and Briar Cliff, fighting for the number three position right now, but Briar Cliff has got the lead at last check over Midland by a score of 35-22. Dakota Wesleyan is holding the tiebreaker over Briar Cliff for that number three position, so if they both win or both lose, Dakota Wesleyan will get the number three seed. Briar Cliff will get the number four seed. For Hastings, they'll be playing on Tuesday. Broncos are currently second from the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So it's 45-39. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball to begin the second half. Here's Weeby in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be last touch by Hastings. So Weeby gets a shot from point-blank range right in front of the basket there. He did not score. So it's 45-39. Hastings with a six-point lead. Just underway here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Chase Walder will play things in for DWU. Comes way out on top to Justin Nelson out here near the 10-second line. Hastings will stay with his man-to-man defense. Walter dumps it off. Here's a shot inside all alone. Was it Jordan Long, and his shot good. The Bronco defense lost him somehow. Jordan Long, an easy field goal there for the Tigers. It's now 45-41. Here's Ryan Wald going to the basket. His shot's blocked out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Weeby. That's going to be his first team foul, number one on the Tigers here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting situation. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, the freshman, has got 7 points in the basketball game for the Broncos, and his shot is up there. The shot good. Reinwald now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Jake Marvin leading the way so far for the Broncos. He got 11 points in the ball game off of the bench. Here comes the next shot is good by Reinwald. And the Hastings lead is back up to 6 now, 47-41. Here's Justin Nelson with the ball to the near sideline to Walder. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Long. It's going to be picked up here by Lohman. He runs her back the other way. Down the lane he goes. A scoop shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Walder. Now a foul is going to be called. So Hastings got the turnover they were looking for, but then a personal foul is called here on Reinwald after we missed the shot. That's the first foul on Tobin Reinwald. In the first half, Hastings had a total of 6 turnovers. That was number 7 right there. Here's a shot underneath the basket. It's going to be no good by Wong. Now a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan had 6 turnovers in the ballgame. They've added one so far here in the second half. And the personal foul is going to be called here on Jason States of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So that's kind of a slow start here in the second half. Jordan Long will go to the free throw line again for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. He's a 50% foul shooter on the season at 18 out of 36. And the shot is up there. It is good. It's now 47-42. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. We're in the second half here in Hastings with a 47-42 advantage for the Broncos. The next shot is up there. It is good. 47-43. Now the Broncos come back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald down the left sideline. Picked up there by Larry Swan of Dakota Wesleyan. Reinwald gets it back after he goes to Fletcher. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Nice save as they get the ball to States, and he tries to hand it away to Reinwald, who is cutting for the basket, and they knock it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. 21 seconds left in the shot clock. Fletcher will play things in to Jason States. Hands it back to Fletcher from the corner. Shot for 3 is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Swan. Larry Swan has got it down for DWU as he runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Comes across the top as they get it to a Justin Nelson. Nelson now to Walter. Walter moves it over here to a Larry Swan. Swan out in three-point territory. Near sideline to Nelson. They lob the ball down low. Weeby just powers his way to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by States. It is picked up here by Walter. They go to Wesley and pounds it back inside. That's a Weeby. His shot is going to be no good, and he's going to be tied up in the play, and a jump ball is going to be called. That's twice in the same possession as they pound the ball inside to Brady Weeby, and now he's going to be fouled in a play here. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. So Weeby, who was quiet in the first half, had 8 points. They pounded the ball twice into him there on that possession, and finally he draws the personal foul on Reinwald. Now Weeby to the free throw line where he's 2 of 3 so far this afternoon. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He will get one more. Weeby averaging 20 points per ball game. He scored 23 the other night in their 90-87 win over Northwestern. Brady Weeby will have one more, and his shot is up there, and the shot is good. Buries a pair of free throws, and now all of a sudden we have a two-point ball game, 47-45, with 18 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ball game. There's a Derek Fletcher with the ball in the deep wing for Hastings. Fletcher moves the ball down in the corner to Woolman. Woolman dribbling with the ball, comes back out on top to Fletcher, who directs some traffic out here. Derek Fletcher against Weeby comes over to Woolman. His shot for 3 is up there. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Swan. And now Dakota Wesleyan can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. 47-45. Here's a long-range jumper up and in. Chase Walter throws up a 3. That's his second 3 of the ball game, and the Tigers come back to grab the lead. 48-47. Hastings is led by as many as 9 points here in the basketball game. Derek Fletcher with the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Fletcher comes out to States. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald works against Swan. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Fletcher. His shot for three. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Hastings last week lost a 22-point lead to the Dort defenders in the final 14 minutes of the ball game. Went into overtime and then lost it on the last-second shot. Now the Broncos have coughed up another lead here in this one. We've got a timeout, Hastings. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 48, Hastings 47.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball action here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. We're in Hastings, where Dakota Wesleyan has come back to grab the lead now over the Broncos. The score is 48-47. Hastings had a 9-point lead in the first half. Hastings led by 6 at halftime. And Dakota Wesleyan has come out here and outscored Hastings 9-2. At the start of the second half, and now DWU has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 48-47. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. Brady Wiebe will play things in now to Justin Nelson, and Nelson will bring things up. Hastings now going to play a little man-to-man defense here. They've been basically zone all afternoon. Nelson has gotten out of Wiebe. Wiebe comes to the near side to Walter. Back out on top to Nelson. Bounce pass goes to Swan on the wing. He mishandles the ball, but Swan picks her back up, works against Woolman in a double dribble violation. Larry Swan is whistled for the double dribble as he works against Woolman over there on the wing on the right side. A turnover on the Tigers. That's number 8 for them in the ballgame, and Hastings will play things in. 17-12 remaining here in the ballgame. It's Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings now by a score of 48-42. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball for Hastings. Comes over here in the deep wing on the right side to Reinwald. Out to Aaron Kane. Entry pass to get it to Marvin. He backs up down the lane. He goes for the hole. And he is fouled in a play. He knocks down Wiebe, but I think Wiebe is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the case. Brady Wiebe is going to be hit with a personal foul there as Jake Marvin just powered his way to the basket. He backs up and knocks down Wiebe. And Jake Marvin now goes to the free throw line. Wiebe with that questioning look on his face here for the Tigers. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Marvin. It's good. Jake now with 12 points in the ballgame. He's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Marvin's season high 18 in the ballgame that he put up against Sterling earlier this year. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Marvin now with 13 points in the ballgame. The Broncos go back out on top now. 49-48. Hastings with the lead. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball now with 16 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's Walter for three. Nails another one. Chase Walter now with 9 points in the ballgame. He's at 2 so far here in the second half, and that gives Dakota Wesleyan a 2-point lead, 51-49, and now a traveling violation out top. Traveling violation called on Tobin Reinwald. So it's 51-49. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings, and the Tigers will have the ball. Justin Nelson will walk it across the midcourt stripe again. The pace is slowed down considerably here in the second half. Nelson works it down to the wing on the right side, goes over to Swan, dribbles inside, kicks it back out. Walter picks it up. He mishandles it, but it's picked up now by Wiebe. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Swan has got it now. Free throw line extended left side. A bounce pass is right through the fingertips of Wiebe. The ball brought out there by Fletcher. A turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Number 9 in the ball game for the Tigers. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Cuts it down the lane. Goes for the basket. It scores. Tobin Reinwald takes it to the hole and scores. He's got 11 points. And now we're tied up at 51 points apiece. 16 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Justin Nelson out here in three-point territory. Nelson dribbling with the ball against Fletcher as Hastings stays with their man-to-man now. He gets it to a Jordan Long away from the basket. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot up there by Walter. No good. Marvin had the rebound. He lost it. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fletcher of Hastings. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in underneath their own basket here with 15 minutes and 43 seconds to play. As Walter gets ready to key it in here for Dakota Wesleyan. Actually, someone tying their sneaker down there on the baseline, holding up play momentarily. That was Nelson. Now he's ready to go. Walter will play things in underneath their own basket here. Fletcher will guard him. Here's a bounce pass right in front of the basket to Wiebe, and he blows the shot, and the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Long pass down the right sideline to Reinwald. He takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Traveling violation on Reinwald. Lance can't believe that one. That was an ESPN highlight show there by Tobin Reinwald, and he gets hit with a traveling violation. Lance does not like that call. We're tied up at 51 points apiece. 15 and a half minutes to play here in the ball game. Long takes it down to the baseline, and Walter, his shot is up and in. Chase Walter getting hot here in the second half. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 8 so far here in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. And it's now a 53-51 ball game. Here's Fletcher for three. His shot good. Derek Fletcher nails one from the top of the key for Hastings. He's in double figures. He's got 12 points, 54-53. Hastings now with a one-point lead over the 23rd-ranked team in the country. Here's Swan driving for the basket, and he's going to be fouled in a play. Swan took it from the right sideline, powers his way to the basket, and draws the personal foul here. That's going to be the third foul on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. They get it to Swan. His shot for 3 is good. Nobody out there to guard him, and Larry Swan just cans one from the right side. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 2-point lead at 56-54. Fletcher nearly lost the ball. Gets it under control. Goes to Lohman. His shot for 3 is no good. Battle for the rebound. Wiebe comes out of there with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Gets it to Long. Now to Walter. Walter now the near sideline to Justin Nelson. 56-54. Wiebe has got the ball. Nice pass. Here's Nelson. His shot is up and in. Nelson scores. Cutting for the basket. Wiebe was covered up. He was double-teamed on the left side of the lane. Gets rid of it. He gets the assist, and Justin Nelson gets the field goal. Here's a long-range jumper by Reinwald for 3. That's good from the left sideline. Tobin Reinwald now with 14. It's 58-57. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 1-point lead. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Jordan Long, bounce pass goes back inside to Wiebe, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Dakota Wesleyan going right back to Wiebe. Tell you what, the Broncos kept him pretty much under control in the first half, but Dakota Wesleyan trying to go back to him here in the second half. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos. So playing things in to Wiebe now. Around the horn they come. Walter has got it now. Free throw line extended left side out to Padreno at the top of the key. Over on the wing on the right side now to Wilson. Wilson, two-handed pass, comes out between the rings to a Walter now as he runs the offense. There's a feed to Larry Swan. Out to Wilson. Now right side to Walter again. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Wiebe, and he's called for the push-off. Brady Wiebe is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number 3 on him. So the leading scorer in the conference, Brady Wiebe, now with 3 personal fouls as he shoves off against Donovan Schultz, who's back into the ballgame. 58-57 is the score. And now Weeby's going to have to check out of the ballgame. Here comes Matt Dykstra back in there. So Dykstra comes in, a 6'6" sophomore out of Avon, South Dakota, replacing Wiebe, the 6'6" senior from Madison, South Dakota. 13 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Again, in a women's ball game, it was all Hastings today. They beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 78-55. It is 58-57 here. The Broncos come back with the basketball. Brady Lohman will work against Wilson. Here's a feed over here to Fletcher in front of the Bronco bench. Dribbles inside, puts up a little 12-footer, and misses the shot. Long rebound comes out here to a Nealon. He drives it back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan. Nealon will hold up now. Flips it out here to Christopher Wilson. Hastings is in a man-to-man defense. 13 and a half minutes to play. Here's Madreno. He gets away from Flynn. Dribbles down the lane. This ball's going to be knocked loose. It is picked up by Fletcher. He runs her back the other way for Hastings. To Schultz down in the corner. To Lohman. Shot for 3 is no good. Battle for the rebound. And Hastings comes down with a DeBacon. Now to Fletcher for 3. Shot good. Fletcher hits another 3 ball there for Hastings from the left sideline. Fletcher now with 15 points in the ball game, and Hastings has the lead. Broncos 60 and Dakota Wesleyan 58. Here's Madreno with the ball. Bounce pass goes back inside. Grabbing the ball is Dykstra, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Dykstra with some ball fakes down there, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Dane Bacon. That's going to be team foul number 5 already in the Broncos here in the second half. And Matt Dykstra will go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. 73% foul shooter in the season. The Broncos have a two-point lead, 60-58. Shot is up there, and it's going to be good. Hastings led by as many as 9 points in the first half. Here comes Devin Manning into the ball game now for Hastings. Going to give a quick breather here to Brady Lohman. 60-59, Hastings leading the 23rd-ranked Tigers from Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. We're back in a knot here. We're tied up at 60 points apiece. 12:50 remaining here in the ballgame. Devin Manning has the ball poked loose. Picked up by Donovan Schultz down in the corner now to Fletcher. His shot's going to be no good. Crashing the boards is going to be Bacon, but he can't come up with it. Wilson has got it now. Now the scramble is on. Ball is still loose. The scramble is on, and now Hastings calls a timeout. Diving for the ball down there was Dylan Flynn. That was loose two or three times. We had four or five bodies down there. Finally, Hastings gets possession of the ball, and they call the timeout. Dylan Flynn covers it up down there. That was like a mad scrum. We got a timeout, 12 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break. Hastings 60, Dakota Wesleyan 60.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday the 23rd from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Hastings Link to the Huskers, KHAS 1230 AM.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 12 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're in Hastings this afternoon. We're tied up at 60 points apiece. The Broncos and the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Schultz with the ball left side of the basket. Mishandles the ball. Picks it back up. Comes out to Bacon. 4-3. A shot is up there. He buries it. Dane Bacon buries it for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 63-60. The Broncos back out to a three-point lead. Wilson has got the ball now for DWU. Gets it here to Larry Swan. They work it back around to Dykstra. Now the near sideline to Nealon. Back out to Wilson at the point. Right side of the lane to Swan. He drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. An acrobatic shot there by Larry Swan. He has got 11 in the ball game. 63-62. The Broncos with a one-point lead. Here's Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher now to a Devin Manning. Manning dribbling with the ball to the right side of the lane. Out here in three-point territory. Manning stops. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Fletcher has got it at the top of the key. Fletcher dribbles inside, dumps it away to Flynn. Hops down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound poked out of there by Flynn, and it's picked up by Hastings. Bacon has got it now to Schultz. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Fletcher now to Donovan for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Wilson. Wilson has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. He will bring things up now for the Tigers. 11 and a half minutes to play. Hastings 63, Dakota Wesleyan 62. Christopher Wilson with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan to Larry Swan. Brings it out on top now to Dykstra as he holds the ball against Donovan Schultz. Left side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Madreno. That's going to be no good from three. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Devin Manning runs her back the other way. Out to Schultz for three. His shot is up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Madreno for Dakota Wesleyan. Back the other way come the Tigers. Here's Christopher Wilson. Wilson into the offensive zone. Hastings is in the man-to-man defense now. Dykstra on the high post to Madreno. Dribbles to his left, right to left across the top of the key here. Now to a Larry Swan, back outside to Nealon. His shot for three is no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. That three was way off the mark there by Jake Nealon, and the foul is going to be called here underneath the bucket on Matt Dykstra. That's going to be his first. So first foul on Dykstra. That's going to be team foul number four on the Tigers. We're down to 10 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in regulation, 63-62, Hastings with a one-point lead. The Broncos are 9-18 in the season. They've lost 12 games this year by only 53 points. Dakota Wesleyan coming in, a mark of 21-7. 63-62, Hastings. Brady Lohman, bounce pass goes down low. Donovan has got it now. Donovan off to Devin Manning, takes the ball down to the baseline on the dribble, and his pass is deflected back out of bounds by Tristan Washington is into the ball game. Here comes Walder back in now for the Tigers, and going out will be Jake Nealon. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Manning gets it in now to Lohman. Comes across the top to Bacon. Bacon down to Aaron Kane, who's into the ball game. To Bacon, now to Manning. Picked up by Washington. Manning drives the ball down the lane. Throws it down in the corner to Bacon. His shot for three is no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Schultz of Hastings. Donovan Schultz picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his third foul. 63-62. The Broncos with a one-point lead. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now we're going to have a one-and-one situation at the other end of the floor. Here's Brady Wiebe will go to the free throw line. They called Donovan for a push underneath the bucket there. So Wiebe back to the line. He's 4 for 5 so far today. 63-62. Hastings with a one-point lead. Wiebe will have a one-and-one here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly right down through the hole. Does not even hit the rim there. Nothing but twine for Brady Wiebe. Now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Ryan Wald is back in. Kane comes out. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game. Donovan Schultz will come out for Hastings College. Now we're tied up at 63 points apiece. And now what do we have here? Now we got a soccer ball that we had a little celebration during the halftime break here, honoring the national championship Hastings College soccer team. They threw out soccer balls to the kids. One of them got loose from mom and pops. Comes trickling out on the floor. It's retrieved, and now here comes a free throw. It's up and in by Brady Wiebe. Not even that could break his concentration. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got a one-point lead over the Broncos again at 64-63. Devin Manning with the ball to the near sideline to Brady Wolman. Wolman dribbles once, comes out to Bacon, swings it left side now. That's going to be Ryan Wald. Bounce pass goes to Marvin. Marvin working hard, kicks it back out here to Bacon. Bacon inside the free throw circle. Now to Manning, drives it down the lane. The ball's going to be poked loose and is picked up by Walder. Turnover number 10 on Hastings College. 64-63, the Tigers have a one-point lead. Here's a Christopher Wilson with the ball. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They've got it to Wiebe. He drives to the basket. Shot is up there and in. Nice shot there by Brady Wiebe. As he drives it to the hole, he's now got 14. And Dakota Wesleyan is now out to a three-point lead. 66-63 with 9.5 minutes to play. Ryan Wald in the lane. His shot is up and in. It's open. Ryan Wald spun right there at the free throw line and took it down the lane and scores. He's got 16. 66-65, Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Wilson goes over to Washington on the right sideline. Back out to Wiebe. Down to Medrano. He gets away from Ryan Wald. Goes to the basket and scores. Jermon Medrano scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. He has got 6 points in the basketball game. And it's now a 68-65 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with a three-point lead. Here's a Manning with the ball. Dumps it off down low to Jake Marvin, and he scores. Manning gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Marvin now with 15. And it's 68-67. We're down to 8:40 to play here in the ball game. Christopher Wilson with the ball. Wilson goes to Washington. Lobs it inside to Wiebe. A shot no good, but he's hammered on the arm. And that's going to be on Tobin. That's going to be number 4 on him. That's the case. Tobin Reinwald just picks up his 4th personal foul. That's not good news for the Broncos. He is the 2nd leading scorer on the team here, averaging 14.6 points per ball game. Reinwald with 16 in the ball game so far today. Now Wiebe back to the free throw line. He is 6 out of 6 from the line this afternoon, and his shot is up there. It's good. Wiebe now with 15 points in the ball game. Fletcher comes back into the ball game, and Reinwald will come to the bench. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 2-point lead over Hastings, 69-67. Byron Cliff at last check at a big lead over Midland, 53-35. Both Dakota Wesleyan and Briar Cliff tied right now for 3rd place in the conference. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wiebe. And the Dakota Wesleyan lead is back up to 3 points again at 70-67. And now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Washington. Washington picks up the foul. 8:29 to play. That's going to be the 2nd foul in Washington. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. So Fletcher will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. 70-67. Hastings down by 3 points now. The Broncos led at halftime 45-39. Hastings trying to break a 5-game losing streak here this afternoon. Fletcher out to Marvin. His shot good. Fletcher goes behind the back with that pass. Jake Marvin cans the 3-pointer. He has now got 18 in the ball game. The Broncos have come back to tie things up at 70 points apiece. As we approach the 8-minute mark now here in the ball game. Long has got it, sends it inside, poked away from Wiebe. It's picked up, though, by Nelson. Nelson brings it out to Long. Nelson gets it back now. Bounce pass goes back inside to Wiebe, picked up by Marvin. Wiebe double-teamed, out to Walder now. Cranks up a Long, 3, a shot around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound, Long, he has the basketball stripped away, and a foul is called. Long grabs the offensive rebound and has it stripped away by Manning as he goes back up with a shot. Devin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his 3rd. Team foul number 9 already on the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan's got 5 team fouls here in the 2nd half. going to the free throw line by for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Jordan Long. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. He misses that one. We've got two of the best free throw shooting teams in the conference scoring off here this afternoon. Hastings is on top in free throw percentage. Dakota Wesleyan is number 3. Jordan Long misses that one. We're still tied up at 70 points apiece here this afternoon. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. So Jordan Long down with 10 points in the ballgame, and the Tigers reclaim the lead here, 71-70. Kane has got it now for Hastings to Fletcher. Fletcher comes across the top to Bacon, now to Woolman. Back out to Dane Bacon, now to Aaron Kane. Right sideline to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher, a dribble, moves it down to the baseline. His pass is knocked out of bounds by Long. So Hastings will play things in. 7:33 to play in the ballgame. The Broncos will have 20 seconds on the shot clock. Into the ballgame now will be Larry Swan for Dakota Wesleyan. Going out will be Tristan Washington. So Hastings will play things in. Derek Fletcher underneath his own basket to the left side. 71-70. Tigers have the lead to get it to Marvin. Now Fletcher mishandles the ball. It is loose. And now we've got a timeout called. Yes, Dakota Wesleyan dives for the ball there to save the possession as Jordan Long came up with it there for the Tigers, and he immediately calls the timeout. So we've got a timeout, 7 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Here in this one, we'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 71, Hastings 70.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in this one. The Tigers out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. The score is 71-70. Weeby will play things in for the Tigers. As they get to Larry Swan, and here comes Tigers back into the forecourt. Deep in the corner is Jordan Long. Hastings still in their man-to-man defense right here. Walder brings it to the near sideline, now to Swan. Back out on top, that's Nelson with the ball. They're working around the three-point perimeter here. Walder has got it now. Walder to Larry Swan, dribbling to his left. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected away. Marvin grabs the ball. They were trying to get it to Weeby again, and Jake Marvin gets around there and knocks the ball loose and then comes up with it. A turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Marvin now at the offensive end. Gets it here to a Dane Bacon. Dribbles down the lane. A bounce pass deflected away from Marvin. It is picked up now by Swan of Dakota Wesleyan. He runs it back the other way. He's fouled it away in. He took it to the basket and it scores. But he is fouled it away in. A foul on the Broncos. It's going to go on Fletcher. That's going to be his second. So the second foul on Derek Fletcher. The Broncos now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So all these free throws will be two-shot opportunities here. Larry Swan goes to the stripe now for the Tigers. He has got 11 points in the ball game. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Larry Swan goes to the line here with the Tigers out on top by 1, 71-70. Swan looks up there, and his shot is no good. He'll get one more. Larry Swan, the 6'1" senior guard out of Columbus, Ohio. Swan will get one more. 6:49 to play in the ball game. 71-70 Tigers. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now Dakota Wesleyan with a 2-point lead, 72-70. Hastings with the ball. Brady Lohman works here in backcourt against Nelson. Lohman into the offensive zone. They get it down to Fletcher down the near sideline. Fletcher holds the ball. Fletcher gets it out and out of Lohman at the top of the key around the screen. Brings it back to Fletcher. Takes it to the free throw line. His pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down by Walder. Walder takes off. He hits down the other end of the floor and scores. Walder gets the deflection, comes down with the ball, and he scores on the offensive end. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and now Dakota Wesleyan is out to a 4-point lead, 74-70 with 6:15 to play. Fletcher for three. That shot won't go. Rebound is loose underneath the basket. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. 6:10 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan now by a score of 74-70. The Broncos had a 45-39 halftime advantage and led by as many as 9 points in the first half. Hastings will play it in. Fletcher is going to throw the ball to the near sideline, and the Broncos were going the wrong way. He throws it out of bounds. So Derek Fletcher throws the ball to the scorer's table down here. No one was here for the Broncos. They're cutting the opposite direction. And now Fletcher will come out. Here comes Devin Manning back into the ball game. So now the Tigers have built a four-point lead here. And to go to Wesleyan has got the ball. Justin Nelson brings it across the midcourt stripe down to Larry Swan. Deep wing on the right side, picked up by Manning. Swan gets it to Long, tries to go inside, is deflected away from Wiebe. It's picked up by Walder deep in the corner left side. Walder on the wing now to get it to Long. Bounce pass goes back inside, and a foul is called. Just about every possession, Dakota Wesleyan is committed to getting the ball inside to Brady Wiebe. And the Broncos have had to foul him to keep him out of there. And this is going to be a foul on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his third. And now Wiebe goes back to the free throw line. He is 8 out of 8 so far this afternoon. He's got 16 points in the ball game. And Wiebe's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. This is the guy we talked about during the pregame show. He has attempted 316 free throws coming into the ball game here this afternoon. And he's added 10 today. That's 326 free throws he has thrown up on this 2010-2011 season. Here's a shot from the line again by Wiebe. It's going to be good. There's nobody on the Hastings roster that's over 150 free throws. That's how many times Wiebe has been to the line so far this season. It's now a 75-70 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with their biggest lead in a while. Tigers with a five-point advantage here. Manning comes out to Dane Bacon. There's a pass to Woolman, nearly intercepted there. Bounce pass goes inside his Schultz. He mishandles the ball, but he picks it back up. Now to Woolman underneath the basket, and he steps out of bounds. Woolman steps out of bounds. The Broncos turn it away. That's 12 turnovers now in Hastings. So now it's 75-70 with 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. In fact, this is their biggest lead of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball now offensively. Jordan Long has got it. Again, down low. A shot taken by Walder. No good, and he's fouled into play. Nice pass came in there, and Walder goes up with a shot, and he's going to be fouled here by Bacon. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Chase Walder. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Walder is the guy who hit that three-pointer the other night against Northwestern to win the ball game for the Tigers. Walder has not been in the line so far this afternoon, 84% of the season. 13 points in the ball game as Walter eyes the bucket, and his shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. 75-70 is the score. Basketball action here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. A five-point lead for DWU. And here comes the next shot by Walder. It is up there, and it is good. He's now got 14 in the ball game, 76-70. The Tigers now with a six-point lead. Broncos in desperate need of a bucket right here. Brady Woolman brings it across the midcourt stripe here, picked up by Nelson. Woolman moves it over on the far sideline. 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. The Broncos look a little bit confused here offensively. Woolman is dribbling with the ball, brings it to the right wing now. Bounce pass on the high post to Schultz. Schultz dribbles once, hands it back away to Woolman. Takes it down on the baseline, and the dribble stops. Comes out to Manning, 4-3. A shot is up there. It is off of the mark, no good, and the rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Wiebe. Brady Wiebe has got it now for DWU as he gets it into the hands of Justin Nelson. 4.5 minutes to play. The Tigers with a six-point lead. Here's a Long with the ball. Bounce pass inside again. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And guess who? They were trying to get the ball to Brady Wiebe. Reinwald, Marvin, Fletcher all coming in. Manning, Schultz, and Dane Bacon all checking out for Hastings. 4:32 to play in the ball game. It's 76-70. The Tigers have the lead with the Broncos here this afternoon. Walder gets it in off of a screen down in the corner. They get it to Swan. And now we got the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. They'll play things in still with 22 seconds left in the shot clock. 4.5 minutes to play. Dakota Wesleyan 76, Hastings 70. They get into the Wiebe in the corner, down to Long. Back outside, here's Nelson with the ball at the top of the key. Justin Nelson comes over here on the wing on the left side to Walder. Back outside now to Swan at the top of the circle. Over the right side to Nelson. They reverse the ball and get it to Walter. Now driving for the basket and scoring is going to be Swan. He scores, and there's a timeout on the court now. As Shane Murphy, the head man for Dakota Wesleyan, hops up immediately as Dakota Wesleyan has now built an eight-point lead over Hastings College as Larry Swan takes the ball in the hole there for the Tigers. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 78, Hastings College 70.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boar's Floors in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Briarcliff continues to lead Midland, but the Warriors are coming back in that game. Briarcliff 55 and Midland 48. Dort has blasted Doan today in men's college play, 101-71. And Morningside is leading Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 74-61. That Dort ball game has now gone final in Sioux Center. So Dort picks up a 30-point win today over Doan, 101-71. It's 78-70 here. Hastings College now trailing the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan trailed at halftime 45-39. The Broncos led in the first half 34-26. Led 45-39 at halftime, but Dakota Wesleyan comes back and goes on a little run at the beginning of the second half, and now the Tigers playing with a lead of 8 points, 78-70. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive end. Reinwald spins at the free throw line, gives it up now. That's Aaron Kane with it. Kane dribbling with the ball in 3-point territory. Comes atop now to Brady Lohman. Dakota Wesleyan has gone to a little bit of a zone defense here, and the Broncos confused here offensively. They get the ball to Fletcher. He comes out here in the 3-point territory to run the offense. Goes over to Lohman, down in the corner to the left side to Marvin. Marvin sends it back out to Fletcher. His shot for three hits the iron, no good. And we got a foul called underneath the hole. A personal foul is going to be called here on Aaron Kane of Hastings. That's going to be his third. 78-70 is the score. That's going to send Dakota Wesleyan back to the free throw line. Chase Walder with 14 points in the ball game. He's one out of two from the free throw line. We have two shots here for Chase Walder as the Broncos are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So the Tigers getting some free throws down the stretch here. And Walder hits this one. That gives the Tigers now a 9-point advantage at 79-70. So Chase Walder will have one more shot here for Dakota Wesleyan, a senior from Castlewood, South Dakota. His shot is up there, and that one is around the rim, falls off, no good. So still a three-possession ball game here. Marvin grabs the rebound for Hastings College. Tobin Reinwald has got it now. So Woman on the wing. He drives it toward the basket, comes back out to Marvin for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Broncos cannot buy a basket down the stretch. Here's Wiebe with the ball now. Wiebe gets it away to Larry Swan. He hands it away to Justin Nelson, and he'll bring it into the offensive zone. 3:18 to play. Nelson over the wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles now to Wiebe. Over on the wing again to Long. To Larry Swan. Swan gives it to Walder as they work it around the three-point circle. Here's a lob pass inside to Wiebe. Kicks it back out. Walder has got it now. Picked up by Aaron Kane. Walter trying to go up with a shot and can't do it. They go to Wesleyan using all the shot clock here. We're down to 5 seconds. Driving toward the hole is going to be Swan. Back down in the corner to Walder. His shot at the end of the shot clock is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin gets it away now to Woolman. Long pass down to floor. Reinwald climbs the ladder to grab that one and then tries to send it in the lane. It's out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Marvin, the Broncos turn the ball over. That's 13 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. They turn it away on the break there. 79-70 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan out on top now. The Tigers trying to wrap up their 22nd win of the season here this afternoon. Here's Christopher Wilson with the ball. Wilson gets it out here to Wiebe. Wiebe comes across the top now to Jordan Long. On the right wing is going to be Walter for three. His shot is up there is good. Chase Walter hits another one. He's got 18 points in the ballgame, 15 in the second half. And Dakota Wesleyan starting to pull away from the Broncos. It is 82-70 here with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here's a Reinwald with it now on the wing. Dribbles it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald scores. And now we've got a timeout. Hastings, 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings is down by 10. It's Dakota Wesleyan 82, Hastings 72.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printer's dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single color through four color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
To 72 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ballgame. Boy, it's been a while since Hastings had scored. This game was tied up at 70 points apiece. And it is now 82-72. The Broncos went over 6 minutes without scoring until that field goal by Tobin Reinwald. So a six-minute drought for the Broncos. Last week, it was a 22-point lead they gave away. And now the Broncos go 6 minutes without scoring late in the second half. And just like that, Dakota Wesleyan has got a 10-point lead over the Broncos. It's 82-72. So a six-minute scoring drought there for the Broncos while Dakota Wesleyan rattled off 12 points in a row. Back the other way comes Swan, and he's going to be fouled in a play. And Swan will go to the free throw line. Hastings just can't keep the Tigers out of the lane. Jake Marvin picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So back to the free throw line for the Tigers will be Larry Swan. He is 2-for-4 tonight. And Swan will have a couple more free throws here as the Tigers are in the double bonus down the stretch, and his shot is up there. That one rattles off, no good. 2:04 to play here in this ball game. As we look in on the game in Sioux City, Briar Cliff has got the lead over Midland. It is 59-49. A couple of minutes to go in that ball game. Shot from the free throw line is good by Larry Swan. So Briar Cliff wins, and Dakota Wesleyan win this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan would be the number 3 seed in the conference tournament because they hold the tiebreaker. Both teams are winning right now. Runner 2 minutes to play here. Tobin Reinwald. Here's a pass to Fletcher. Gets it back to Reinwald at the free throw line. His shot good. Nice pass there by Fletcher. Reinwald gets the field goal. He's now got 20 points in the ball game here for Hastings. 83-74. The Broncos are down by 9 points. 3-possession ball game. We've got 90 seconds to play here in this one. Christopher Wilson is now going to be, a timeout is going to be called. Hastings had a double team out there going for the ball, and Christopher Wilson calls the timeout. So a timeout, DWU, with a minute and 30 seconds to play. Here in this ballgame, we'll take a break with a score. The Tigers 83 and the Broncos 74.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon by a score of 78-64 in Sioux City. 83-74 here. The Tigers out on top of the Broncos. Men's college basketball. Now we got a foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Fletcher. Fletcher picks up his third. In the women's ball game earlier today, it was won by Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-55. Broncos led at halftime with a score of 39-23. So Long goes to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan, and his shot is up there and in. He is now 5-6 from the free throw line. Long has got 11 points in the ballgame for Dakota Wesleyan. And in the ballgame now for Hastings will be Bacon. So Dane Bacon is in now for the Broncos. 84-74. Next shot is up there. It is good. So DWU hitting some free throws down the stretch here. Dakota Wesleyan is back out to an 11-point lead. Minute 26 to play. Bacon with the ball. Comes across the top to Fletcher. He drives inside and loses control of the ball. It is picked up here by Larry Swan. Back the other way now for Dakota Wesleyan. Swan tries to flip the ball away to Wilson, and the ball is lost out of bounds. So a turnover here on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. A minute and 14 seconds to play. The Tigers trying to lock up the win here this afternoon. Ranked number 23 in the country. Have their eyes on the national tournament here for the guys. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball for Hastings. Goes over to Woolman. Takes it back down on the baseline now to Reinwald. He falls down with the ball, but he gets it out to Woolman. Now to Dane Bacon. The Woolman here on the right sideline gets away, dribbles it to the basket, and his shot is up there and in. They were giving him the lane, and Brady Woolman drives into the basket and scores. They're trying to protect that three-point line there. As Brady Lohman drives into the hole and scores, he's now got 7 points, and we've got a timeout. 55 seconds to play. Timeout in the ball game with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 85, Hastings 76.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 55 seconds to go, back to a three-possession ball game. The Broncos again commit a personal foul back here in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Hastings, and we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and shoot some free throws. That's going to go on Fletcher again. That's going to be his fourth. To the free throw line will be Swan. Larry Swan now with a total of 15 points in the ball game. 9 of those come into the second half. And he's 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Larry Swan looks up there, and the shot is good. So Dakota Wesleyan hitting some free throws. They'll get another one here. Bacon comes into the ball game now. Going out will be Kane. 86-76 is a 10-point lead now for DWU. Next one is up there. It's good. Swan now with 17 in the ball game. 87-76. Here's a long-range jumper by Fletcher from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Wilson. He's being attacked down here. Wilson has the ball knocked loose. He picks it back up. Now to Swan down the far sideline. Out races the defense. He can be fouled in the play. Sliding over there was Reinwald. He was not going to let Swan go in for the uncontested layup. Picks up the first personal foul instead. And Tobin Reinwald, I think, just fouled out of the ball game. That's the case. That's number 5 on Tobin Reinwald. And he leads with 36 seconds to play. Reinwald, good ball game here this afternoon. He scores 20 in the contest. So Larry Swan will go to the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Kane. He'll come in for Reinwald. So Tobin checks out here. Thirty-six seconds to play here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan with a 11-point lead. Here comes the next free throw by Swan. It's going to be good. Boy, Dakota Wesleyan has shot a ton of free throws here in the ball game here this afternoon. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and good. 89-76, Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Here's Aaron Kane circling under the basket. Now to Fletcher, back outside to Kane for three. His shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Wilson. Wilson grabs it here for Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers are pretty well wrapped things up now with 20 seconds to play. They come into the offensive zone. Larry Swan is going to dribble with the ball here across the midcourt stripe here, and this ball game is going to be over. 89-76 is going to be your final score. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Larry Swan is dribbling with the ball. Brady Lohman stares him down, but the white flag is coming up for the Broncos, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan picking up the win here this afternoon over Hastings on a final score of 89-76. So the Broncos had a halftime lead of 45-39. They can't hold it for the second straight week, and Dakota Wesleyan comes back to beat Hastings by 13 points. Final score, Hastings 89, Dakota Wesleyan 76. We'll be back after this.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, non-stop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan comes back after trailing at halftime 45-39. They beat Hastings this afternoon, final score of 89-76. In the second half, Dakota Wesleyan attempted 28 free throws, Hastings College, 4. Dakota Wesleyan was 22 out of 28 from the free throw line in the second half. Hastings College attempted 4 free throws in the second half, and the Broncos dropped this one to the Tigers by the score of 89-76. As we check in on Briarcliff and Midland today, it appears that Briarcliff is going to be able to wrap up that one as they have a lead 69-56 over Midland. So based on that, Dakota Wesleyan would get the number 3 seed in the conference tournament that gets underway next week. The Broncos will play on Tuesday. Dakota Wesleyan will play on Thursday. But we just got the final numbers. Dakota Wesleyan attempted 37 free throws in the ball game today compared to 15 for Hastings. In the second half, Dakota Wesleyan shot 28 free throws, hit 22 of them. Hastings with 4 free throws. And the Broncos dropped this one by a score of 89-76. Tobin Reinwald leads the way today for Hastings as he scores 20 points in the ball game, 18 for Jake Marvin and 15 points for Derek Fletcher. The other scorers, Dane Bacon had 8. Brady Lohman had 7 points. Then we had 2 points from Devin Manning today, 2 from Jason States, 1 for Dylan Flynn, 3 for Donovan Schultz. Leading the way for Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Boy, they put 4 guys in double figures, or 5 guys in double figures, led by Larry Swans, 19 points, 18 for Chase Walder, 17 points for Brady Wiebe, 12 points for Jordan Long, and 10 points for Justin Nelson. So 5 guys in double figures for Dakota Wesleyan, led by Brady Wiebe's 19 points. The only guys that scored in this ball game, Jake Nealon, he had 5, and Jermon Medrano, he had 6 points. Dakota Wesleyan ended up shooting 48% from the floor this afternoon. In fact, both teams hit 48.1% in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan, in fact, both of the teams were 26 out of 54. So the ball game was won at the free throw line. Both teams were 26 out of 54 from the field today for 48.1%. Hastings was 11 out of 29 on three-pointers. Dakota Wesleyan was 9 out of 24 on three-pointers, but it more than made up for that from the charity stripe today. Dakota Wesleyan, 28 out of 37 from the line. Hastings was 13 out of 15. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounds Hastings 32-23, including 10-6 on the offensive end. The Broncos had 16 turnovers in the ball game, 13 for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings had 2 block shots and 7 steals. Dakota Wesleyan had 1 block shot and 6 steals. So Dakota Wesleyan wins it this afternoon, 89-76, after the Broncos had an 8-point lead in the first half at 34-26. Led by 6 points at halftime, 45-39. And for the second week in a row, Hastings cannot hold a lead in the second half as Dakota Wesleyan comes back to beat the Broncos by the score of 89-76. The Broncos wrap up the regular season 9-19. They finished 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 22-7, 12-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos will play in the GPAC tournament next Tuesday. Dakota Wesleyan will start on Thursday. So for the folks up in Mitchell, that wraps up your broadcast for us this afternoon. People in Hastings, we still got the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up. Again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings losing to Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The Tigers 89 and the Broncos 76.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 89-76. A reminder, the Hastings High Adams Central basketball game is coming up for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, 7:45 tip-off time tonight from the Patriot Gym. We'll be on the air with the pregame show with Blaine at about 7:30, so stick around. High school basketball coming your way tonight on 1230 KHIS. This is the player of the game. Following a Bronco loss here this afternoon, Tobin Reinwald leading the way with 20, Jake Marvin 18, Derek Fletcher 15 points in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Jake Marvin. Had a good ball game, 18 points in the ball game today for Jake. He had 9 early for Hastings College. He finished 6 out of 7 from the field, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers, 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line, pulls down 5 rebounds, 1 on offense, 4 on defense, scores the 18 points, had 2 assists in the ball game as well today, 1 block shot and 1 steal, and he plays 23 minutes for the Broncos, but Hastings dropping one to Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 89-76. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Dakota Wesleyan wins it here this afternoon over Hastings by a score of 89-76. As Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the postgame show. And, Coach, we talked about the free throws just a little while ago, a big discrepancy in the free throws. We just could not keep Dakota Wesleyan off of the line this afternoon.
Well, it's kind of a two-part story because they did a very good job of attacking us on the interior. And us on the offensive end, we were more committed to shooting three-point shots than we were, you know, getting anything inside when we had pretty darn good success with that in the first half. And we did. We shot the ball better in the first half. But what we've got to understand is any time that, you know, you're getting shots, open three-point shots in the first half, your legs are going to be gone to a degree, and it's going to be tough to shoot that high of a percentage as we did in the first half for an entire game, or a lot of teams will be a heck of a lot better than they are, you know. And again, that's a focus point and a detailed situation that we just have yet to get figured out.
That's the second week in a row that we shoot over 60% in the first half and then not so well in the second half. So it's been kind of the same story the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we just really get away from what we're doing. You know, I mean, again, and I thought we had a really good flow and tempo offensively in the first half, but I thought we got, you know, a few steals in the first half that led to some quick points for us and some opportunities. But, again, we just don't have the overall toughness right now to get us through a drought, you know, and as many turnovers and negative possessions as we had, we've just got to find a way to get ourselves out of that, get an inside touch, and get an opportunity to get ourselves to the foul line.
They were really recommitted in the second half to trying to get the ball into Wiebe. I didn't think he touched it that many times in the first half. He had 8 points, but they were committed to somehow get the ball into him in the second half.
Well, and I think, you know, we had to go man, you know, or we went man because they were starting to pick us apart a little bit against us, against our zone. And he's, you know, he's a first-team All-American player, and he's not an easy matchup for anybody. But just that little baseline flex cut that they had that they were running, and, you know, we would continuously step over to try and bump that cutter and just allow him to cut across our face. And as quick as their guards are on the perimeter, it's hard to give great ball pressure and deter the pass inside, or you're going to get just beat on the dribble. So it's kind of a 2-3-part situation.
We were tied up at 70 points apiece in the second half, and then we go 6 minutes, 7 seconds officially without even scoring. Talk about that little stretch in there.
Well, a lot of turnovers. You know, a lot of turnovers you know, just not many positive possessions there, and we just were not able to get any kind of a hold on a stop. And again, you know, some of the things we've got to learn, if we can make them defend for 20, 25, even 30 seconds of a shot clock in crucial situations, especially when we've got to have a positive look. But we settled for probably out of that stretch, we probably settled for 3, 4, maybe 5 three-point attempts, and they were quick shots, and we're going for a knockout punch when a jab will do, and we're just trying to make great plays when all we need is a series of good plays.
Jake Marvin, I thought exceptional ball game today, especially in the first half.
Yeah, he really did. You know, and again, he's 4-for-4 in the first half, but he only gets 3 touches in the second half. And every set that we had called, every positive thing that we tried to design to get in the second half was all for naught because we just didn't have the patience and the wherewithal to continue to run the play and at least give him a touch, you know, give him an opportunity to get his hands on the ball.
So Hastings drops one here this afternoon, 89-76 to Dakota Wesleyan. Another game that we can put into the column that we maybe let slip away here this afternoon. We played probably well enough for 30 minutes to win this ball game.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I told our team in the locker room after the game is, if we could talk to, you know, the governing body and make this a 30-minute game, we would have a hell of a record right now. But, you know, it's a 40-minute game, and we're just not tough enough, Mike, when it comes down to it, to get any kind of a production out of a 40-minute game.
Is that an experience factor? You know, we talk about a young team, but here we are. How many games into the season?
Well, the last game of the season, there's no such thing as a young team. You know, and I mean, obviously, the difference between last year and this year, and I think Brady Lohman's done a tremendous job for us, but you're replacing an All-American with a freshman, and it's tough, especially in a critical situation where you've got to have a coach on the floor. Maya was as good as we've had here in quite some time, so, you know, it's really tough, and we're putting a lot on Brady's shoulders, a lot on his plate, because we expect a lot, and he's proven he can give us a lot in stretches, but to do it over the course of a 40-minute game is really tough on anybody.
Back tournament next week, can we go on the road and win one?
You know, I mean, I do. I still believe like we have an opportunity, and I enjoy coming to work every day with these guys because I think they're competing and they're trying. It's not like they're not trying. It's just there's only 6 timeouts, and we can't call a timeout on every negative possession, and we've got to have some ownership within to get us not to have a negative possession every time we take the offensive end.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's Greach, head coach for Hastings College. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boar's Floors in Hastings.
So Hastings College drops one here this afternoon, and the rest of the scores starting to trickle in now in men's college basketball in a GPAC. Briarcliff has beaten Midland by a score of 73-60. So officially, Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan will tie for third place in the conference, but Dakota Wesleyan has the tiebreaker over Briarcliff. So it'll be Dakota Wesleyan, the number three seed in the conference tournament. Northwestern will be number one. Sioux Falls will be number two. Then Dakota Wesleyan, then Briarcliff, then probably Concordia at number five. Then the rest of us will try to shake things out after the ball games come up tonight. And we'll have the action for you on Tuesday. Hastings College, both the men and women, will play on Tuesday night in the conference tournament. Morningside has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in men's play today by a score of 78-64. Dakota Wesleyan beating Hastings by 13, 89-76. And Dort blasting Doan today, 101-71. Women's college basketball today, Hastings winners over Dakota Wesleyan, 78-55. It was Dort over Doan, 78-53. Morningside thumped Nebraska Wesleyan today, 94-65. And Briarcliff blasting Midland by a score of 100-71. Never did hear anything out of Concordia and Mount Marty today. And Sioux Falls is playing tonight in Orange City against Northwestern. The women's game will go at 6:30. The guys will go at 8:30. And then the GPAC postseason tournament schedule will be out following the completion of that ball game here tonight. So Hastings College with a split here this afternoon. The Hastings College women winning in the first ball game by a score of 78-55. The Bronco men for the second straight week cannot hang on in the second half, and they lose to Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 89-76. We've got high school basketball coming up here in just a little bit on 1230 KHIS as Adams Central will play Hastings High out at the Patriot Gym. Airtime will be at 7:30 for the pregame show, 7:45 for the tip-off. Blaine will have that action for you from the Patriot Gym coming up later on tonight here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer back at the radio station, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.